Shusul's Rav Marvin and Rosh Yichyu, Linishmas Marzis Rosh Shmuel, Linishmas Harav Benchas Menachem, and Rav Mordechai. It says in the Gemara and Megillah, Tazayin Amit Beis, Dibre Shalom Ve'emes, Amar Ravashi, Melamit Shetzricha Sirtut Ka'amita Shel Torah. That it's called Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. The Megillah is called Emes because you have to do sirtut. You have to underline the words like the Emes of Torah. Rashi explains B'Sefer Torah Atzmo, in a Sefer Torah itself, the idea of sirtut, of underlining it, is Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. Tosus and Menachas asks, what do we need this pasuk for? Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, telling us that you need to have sirtut, you need to have underline. What do you need this pasuk for? Megillah is called a sefer. It says in the Gemara, Yitesam Beis, Ala sefer b'dio, Menala nasi k'siva k'siva. Because you have Gzeira Shabbat, it's called k'siva. So, just like and since it's called k'siva, so it needs to be on klaf, and it needs to be with the proper ink, because it's like a sefer Torah. So what do you need this pasuk of Divrei Shalom Ve'emes? It's like a mita shel Torah. It's already called a sefer. So once it's called a sefer, it should require sirtut. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that sefer Torah doesn't require sirtut. Rak barosha amud, but not kol shura v'shura. Now that we learn in Megillah Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, the alfus is from mezuzah. That's called a mita shel Torah. Not from Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah doesn't require sirtut according to Rabbeinu Tam, from mezuzah. But then we have a kasha in Rabbeinu Tam from what we learn in Sota, that it says that if you write the Megillah Sota below sirtut, it's pasul. Why? Because it's called a Sefer. So Megillah is also called a Sefer. So how can you say that the Sefer Torah is also called a Sefer. So how can you say that a Sefer Torah doesn't require sirtut? Megillah Sota requires sirtut, is called a Sefer. So Sefer Torah certainly requires sirtut, is called a Sefer. Tosfos and Sota already asked that kasha. The Ritva and Gittin brings a kasha. He says that we have a Yerushalmi. We have a Gzeira Shavah. See, Yerushalmi is in Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. It says Megillah Tzricha Sirtut Kamita Shel. It says that. It says here, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, it says, Emes Kenei Baal Timkor, Mazut Tzricha Sirtut, Abzut Tzricha Sirtut. So they both require a Sirtut. So the Kasha then is, what do you need Gzeira Shavah for to tell you that it requires Sirtut? I have a better explanation. It's called a Sefer. That should be enough. Ala Sefer. Megillah is called it. Megillah is a Sefer. So that should be enough to require Sirtut. Why do you have to come on to our Gzeira Shavah of the Yerushalmi brings of the Divrei Shalom of Emes, Emes Kenei Baal Timkor, Emes Emes? Pasha, tell me it's because it's called a Sefer. That's why it requires Sirtut. So the Ritva answers is Gittin Vav Amud Beis. That since Megillah is called both a Sefer and Igeres, is a Havamina that it's kosher without Sirtut. V'lo havi b'chlal dvarim shebegufo, k'mo dio v'chadoyme. So it requires the proper ink, it requires a klaf, but who says it requires Sirtut? It's also called an Igeres, it's not just called a Sefer. It's also called a letter, and therefore you need a Gzeira Shavah, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. And so it's Tosa Menachas, or it's the Rashi Menachas, and Ucha Sefer Torah. The Kiryas Sefer writes that from that it's called a sefer, you can't learn that it needs sirtut, because a sefer is not mechayev sirtut, but that's shver, because look at the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota says that a sefer requires sirtut. Kasva below sirtut psula, because it says b'sefer. It's difficult to understand. How can you say that it's not? And the fact that it's called a sefer doesn't mean it requires sirtut. Avada requires sirtut, just like a Megillah Sota. And the Chiddush of Maran Rizal Levi Nuchs Megillah, he writes that the din of sirtut is not a din in the sefer; it's yisoda which would be divrei Torah. Divrei Torah requires sirtut because of the covet of divrei Torah. It requires sirtut. And that's why we see in Gittin and Davov, the din of Rabbi Yitzchok, the Gambi Gerish Shlomo Masur Lichtov Divrei Torah below sirtut. Even if you write a letter, you have to underline. V'ra'ila Hedishu din b'Divrei Torah. You see, it's a din of Divrei Torah. And therefore, from that it says in the word Megillah that it's good. Megillah is called a sefer. You don't know that it requires sirtut. Only from Divrei Shalom Vemes you learn it. The Megillah is Divrei Torah. And Memela requires sirtut like all Divrei Torah. As if it was just din in a sefer, so then who says Megillah? Who says Megillah is a sefer? But we learn from Divrei Shalom Vemes that it's Divrei Torah. Oh, it's Divrei Torah, so it requires sirtut. And then he's medakdek in the Lashonas HaRambam Lefise. But we still have to tzichinut modedim on Rabbi Sota. The Gemara in Sota says, from the fact that it's called the Sefer, you see that it requires sirtut. The Lashon of the Gemara there is kasvi geres. If you write to Megillah Sota as any geres, which Rashi explains without sirtut, it's puzzle, because it says basefer, and basefer means that it's called the Sefer in Memela Halacha Moshe Misinai. It requires sirtut. So if that's true, then what do you need to come on to Divrei Shalom Vemes for? We saw before. And also, like we said now, it's not mitzvah Divrei Torah. It's mitzvah that it's called the Sefer. That's why it requires sirtut. The Brisker Rav wants to say because it's Torah. Torah requires sirtut. But Rashi says that it's a sefer requires sirtut, and it's called a sefer. Megillah Sota is called a sefer, therefore it requires sirtut. And Megillah Esther is also called a sefer. So Pashit requires sirtut. But again, not mitzad that it's Divrei Torah, mitzad that it's called a sefer. You can say as follows, that even though it's a din in Divrei Torah, like the Brisker Rav wanted to say, nevertheless, there's only such a halacha when the Divrei Torah are written in a sefer. Because the din of Rabbi Yitzchak and Gittin, that if you write letters, if you write four words, you have to underline them, that's a din de Rabbanan, like the Miri writes over there. But to meet in Torah, not necessary. Only when Divrei Torah are written in a sefer, and that's the covet of Divrei Torah, that when they go into a sefer, they require sirtut. We can explain more that the Yesod HaDin is that Divrei Torah, when they have a din ksiva, they have to have a chalos Torah shebichsav. They have to have a chalos of Divrei Torah. And that's what gives them the din sirtut. Now by Megillah, b'vadai, she'achevtze shel ksavu, she'ridnitna li'kasev. Definitely the Megillah is a chevtze of ksav. It was given to be written and to read like other ksuvim. And even though it's called an igeres, it's also called a sefer. So it has a Torah's ksav, as its Torah's ksav of Divrei Torah. So when it has a din of ksav of Divrei Torah, it requires sirtut. So that is the Megillah. The Megillah is definitely a Heftz of Ksav. It's called an Igeres, but it's also called a Sefer. So it has a Torah's Ksav. But how do you know that this has a Torah? It has a status of Divrei Torah? So that's what we learn from Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, that they're called Divrei Torah. Since they're called Divrei Torah, they require Sirtut. Because Divrei Torah, that has a Din Ksav, it has to have both. It's Divrei Torah that has the Chalol Shem Ksav. So the Megillah is Sholchem Shav because it's called the Sefer, and so therefore it's part of the Ksuvim, and it's also Divrei Torah, the Divrei Shalom Vemes. And therefore, for those two reasons, and you need to put those two reasons together, you need Sirtut. It's ksav and it's divrei Torah. You need both. You need that it's called a sefer, and you need that it makes it a ksav, and you need that it's a divrei Torah, like divrei shalom v'emes. But by sod it's lehefich. We start out with the fact that it's pasha, that it's divrei Torah. Megillah wasn't so pasha, it's divrei Torah. By sota, it's part of the chumash, Megillah sota. So it's pasha, it's divrei Torah. It may be, when you write it up, maybe it has no Torah's ksav. It's just a hechatimsi to erase it, and then the woman drinks. So there's no din sirtut. That's what we learn from the pasuk. That is a shame sefer, it is a cheps of ksav. So now hadar dina, so now it goes back to the din, that all divrei Torah, shenasim b'ksav, tzarech shiyeh b'sirtut. So if it's really both, by Megillah Sota it's both, by Megillah Esther it's both. Megillah Esther it's pashut that it's ksav, you have to mechadish that it's divrei Torah. By Megillah Sota it's pashut that it's divrei Torah, you have to mechadish that it's ksav, and not just to be erased. However, in the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer, he writes B'das Rashi Menachas, Shegam Get Tzarech Sirtut Min HaTorah. So this is not like the Meiri, and not like the Brisker Rav. Rashi holds that Torah Sefer is Mechayv Sirtut. The Get is called the Sefer. The Brisker Rav wanted to say, no, it has to be. It's Torah Tivrei Torah. And the Kiryas Sefer, the Meiri in the Kiryas Sefer writes that it's, if it's called a Sefer is a Mechayev Sirtut. So the Brisker Rav said Tivrei Torah is Mechayev Sirtut. And the Meiri in the Kiryas Sefer says a sefer is not mechayev sirtut. The Beis Shmuel holds, but that's Rashi b'Menachas, that a get requires sirtut. So that means that just a sefer that's not divrei Torah requires sirtut. And if that's true, that all you need is a shem sefer, then hadikusha luchte. What do we need a pasuk Megillah divrei shalom v'emes? Typically, we just say that it's called a sefer, according to this Rashi b'Menachas. So it says Hagon Rebel Pavarsky. As follows. This is all Rav Beryl. I don't know if I mentioned that at the outset. I love Rav Beryl. So he says as follows. Yesh lachkor. That's the din of sirtut. Is it midine ha-sefer v'tzuras u'shem misurtut? Otherwise it's not called a sefer. That's the tzura of a sefer. That its lines are misurtutos. Or it's a din in the maisik siva shiade sirtut. Ayin tosis v'secha soto. Shinistapku. So is it a din in the maisik siva? Or is it a din in the tsuras? Is it a tsuras a sefer? So Tosin Sota writes, maybe sirtut will help after the ksiva. So you see that it's not medina ksiva; it's medina tsuras a sefer, as long as it has the proper tsura. But if it's medina ksiva, you can't write it afterwards; you have to write it before. The Ramban again writes, the din of sirtut is that the ksav should be yosher v'yoretz hakorebo; it should go glach; it should be smooth. So writes the Ritva. So you see, it's medina ksiva, not medina sefer. Interesting machlokas. Hilchos Ktanis and Menachos brings that Rabbeinu Simcha was mistapik if we require sirtut b'davra miskayim dafka. Born in the Beis Yosef in Yerodea. Do you require sirtut? Does it have to be davra miskayim? Uvipshuto, it's talui in what we said. It was medina sefer. It has to be miskayim. That's the tzur of a sefer. But it's medina aksiva, as long as b'shas ksiva was sirtut, that's enough. Ubekiriya sefer of the Meiri, he brings the dinim of sirtut and the dinim of the or and the klaf. So it's mashma, it's not medina aksiva. It's medina klaf, it's tzur as a sefer. So according to this, it would appear as follows. That b'ikra alocha l'moshe misin, ayshab etzfarim srichim sirtut. Now we have that a tradition from Sinai, a Sinaitic tradition. That Sfarim requires Sirtut. Bipshuto Sifrei Torah v'kisvei HaKodesh. There are two dinim. Bidin, what, you think only Reb Chaim Brisker was a Brisker? HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. And the Torah gave us this Brisk even before Reb Chaim. They say in the yeshivas, Far Matan Torah, Noch Matan Torah. Meaning, what was written before Reb Chaim was around and after Reb Chaim. It's two tkufas. Mekal Yisrael. So anyways, there are two dinim in Kisei HaKadosh. Number one, b'din sefer. Shetsuras ha-sefer, the form of a sefer is besirtut. And number two, b'din ha-ksiva. So now we can say as follows. That this din, shebeksiva, that this din, that ksiva has to be besirtut, is only b'divrei Torah. When you're writing divrei Torah, like the Brisker Rav said, it has to be sirtut. It's covered divrei Torah. That their writing should be straight. It should be yashar. Man yaretz hakorebo. Makes sense that this din of ksiva is only going to have to be in divrei Torah. That's the covet of the Torah. Asher lefize yesh ladin de Megillah. So Megillah, we have a din sirtut. The pasuk divrei shalom ve'emes, but the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Bavli says lamita shel Torah, and Yerushalmi is gzeres shav emes emes. Emes kinal timkor. Divrei shalom ve'emes. So basically, what the Britzker Rav said that this din is medinei divrei Torah, and we said that it's din b'ksivasim shetei yeshara, that it should be straight. So we can say that the Megillah requires sirtut mitzad kavod divrei Torah. But not mitzad dinei sirtut shebesefer, that the tzura of a sefer has to have sirtut. Why? Because it's called an igeres. Since it's called an igeres, ain't but din sirtut. Since it's called an igeres, it has no din sirtut. Because it's called a sefer and it's called an igeres. So mitzad that it's an igeres, that means it doesn't require sirtut, because it's both. And therefore you have to ask, does it need sirtut like a sefer or not like an igeres? We could say not like an igeres. Nafkamina ledina. That you can do the sirtut in a Megillah before the ksiva. Whatever she'enu miskayin. And then you'll be yotze. Because b'shas ksiva you had sirtut. Ramban in Gittin writes that the pasuk of Divrei Shalom Be'emes HaHadrei L'chol Dinei Sefer. Now like we're saying that it has all the dinim of a sefer. Now we're suggesting that a Megillas Esther requires sirtut mitzad dinei ksiva, not mitzad tzuras sefer. So the fact that it's called a sefer is not enough for us to give it to the it's not enough to make it that you have to have sirtut. Only mitzad divrei shalom v'emetz, mitzad kovet divrei Torah. The Brisker Rav is right. It requires ksiva. It requires ksiva midin sirtut. Midin divrei Torah, midin kavadat Torah, because that's why sirtut is required. Midin kavadat Torah. You have two dinim. You have din kavadat Torah. You have din sefer. And a Megillah only has the kavadat Torah part, but not the sefer part, because it's also called an igeres. Therefore, it wasn't enough for it to be a sefer, as it's called a sefer. You also have to. It has to be divrei shalom ve'emes. It has to be called divrei Torah. And therefore, there's going to be sirtut mitzad dinei Torah. Mitzad that it's called mitzad kavadat Torah. And then afkamina is going to be if you can underline it before ksav sheino miskayim, as long as the ksiva is a proper ksiva, because if it's covered divrei Torah, then the ksiva has to be straight. So as long as when you're writing it, it's straight, that's cool. Then afterwards it's going to be erased. But if it was tzura as sefer, then it could be erased afterwards. We're suggesting the Megillah only has the ksiva part, etzem ksiva, not the tzura as sefer part. Okay, obviously there's loads to talk about. We also had a shiur in Hebrew on this sugya, and we'd like to, it's a shem. Learn a lot, talk more about sirtut. There's so much Torah on sirtut, it's not even shaykh. So we hope to revisit that, and a lot of delicious Torahs we have to learn together. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.